Well, like I described earlier, there are two fundamental classes that are just a plain fact in society. You either work for someone else or you work for yourself. And most people work for someone else in a way that they aren't free. You don't really get to decide your work. For example, I work at Noodles, a restaurant, and basically it's a dictatorship there. We're told exactly what we're going to cook, how we're going to cook it, what time we're going to get there. And basically, if they don't like what they're doing, they try to tell us what to do. If we don't listen, they get rid of us. And so we're not able to actually cooperate in a way that we make decisions together. I try to convince my fellow employees that we should have a union at Noodles, so it's a source of power to start with. And then I think in terms of the bigger picture, when you look at revolutions, the way that you actually get rid of any sort of dictatorship is by having workers take control of the place where they work.
Would your plan, your vision for Noodles,
sure,
would it include the owner? What capacity would he be granted?
If the owner wanted to cooperate with us as an equal and provide his skills that he had, we would definitely cooperate with him. We'd have to abdicate his position as being an owner and controller of us, and he would have to recognize that we run Noodles together, and basically, if he doesn't want to cooperate with us, he's against us.